What are the real prospects for immigration reform?
Chris, I've been practicing immigration law for 25 years, and I've never felt such momentum as I do this year. I've had two meetings on Capitol Hill this morning with Senator Ayotte and with Congressperson Annie McLean Custer. You can hear it in the voices of their staffs. You can see it in the level of engagement and interest that they have. This may be our once-in-a-generation chance to get this done right.
What would you like to see in this law?
The big one, obviously, is a way to address the 11 million who are here undocumented today. You know, in New Hampshire, we also have a very high-tech workforce, and we need some more H-1B visas. We need to provide greater opportunities for people with the STEM degrees, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, lots of things of that nature.
And this could mean a whole lot to both the national and local economies.
We at the American Immigration Lawyers Association think that immigration is nothing but a net positive to the economy. Making demand as consumers and just generating greater economic activity, we think it's a win-win-win and hope it's going to happen this year.
Tom Hildreth, this is Christopher Michael reporting.